What Makes for a Repentant Heart by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Jonah 4:11. Since the beginning of time and all over the world, people have fled from their communities when danger threatens their peace and safety. Seen as failing fast and without hope, individuals can't seem to leave fast enough to find a safe haven away from the chaos. And who can blame anyone when facing lawlessness and destruction, especially when they have freedom to leave? Hopeless causes? Well, it's easy to feel like people and places have slipped so far into sinfulness that they are a hopeless cause. It's also easy to judge a community's actions and to look at them as merely reaping what they've sown. One biblical example of a city gone downhill fast is in the book of Jonah. Nineveh was entrenched in evil and chaos when God tapped Jonah on the shoulder and asked him to be the one to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before me. Jonah 1:2. Honestly, like Jonah, wouldn't most of us want to turn and run the opposite direction at a request to confront such evil? Who deserves God's mercy? As the story goes, Jonah's hesitation to go landed him in the belly of a great fish, where God's time out did lead him to repent. In his repentance, Jonah asked for another opportunity to obey God. Jonah finally did go, as God had asked him, but his heart still wasn't in it. He went looking forward to the destruction of Nineveh. But a remarkable thing happened when Jonah's warning reached the king. He called for everyone, even the animals, to fast, be covered in sackcloth, and to repent. Jonah 3, 6-9. In response, God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways and relented from bringing destruction upon them. Jonah 3:10. But Jonah wasn't the least bit happy about it. He adamantly believed they deserved God's wrath and judgment and passionately wanted them to experience it. Jonah wanted all of Nineveh, including people, animals, everything to be annihilated. Poof! Up in smoke, gone. So when God demonstrated his great compassion, grace, and forgiveness towards Nineveh, Jonah 4:1 records his response. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. Jonah goes on to explain to God how the whole reason he didn't go to Nineveh in the first place is because he knows God is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love, and relents from sending calamity. Jonah 4:2. So distressed at Nineveh being spared, Jonah asked God to take his own life, expressing his great disappointment in God's response. Jonah 4:3. Who's ready to repent? Have you ever wondered how these extremely wicked people were so ready to repent? Outwardly, their actions and lifestyles looked like they were in no condition to listen to a visiting prophet. Nineveh sounded the least likely candidate for a revival, especially from a prophet who despised them and hoped for their total demise. The whole scenario goes against what we consider an atmosphere for repentance. A compassionless prophet and an overly wicked city just don't seem to add up. It just doesn't fit the Evangelism 101 manual on how to bring salvation to the lost. Yet God moved beyond these preconceived ideas, reminding us that we see the outward appearance of men and women, but he sees their heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. He knew their hearts were primed for repentance. How often do we discount what God can do with the city or a people whom we believe are too far gone, living too sinfully to even consider repenting before him? Instead of going on our own feelings or observances, we can choose to surrender to God's leading, trusting his wisdom above our own opinions.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.